At the movies this week, we'll discover a superhero on a quest to save the world, and a cinematic universe, too. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. In recent years, Marvel's Avengers have dominated the superhero genre, while DC's heroes have fallen flat time and time again. But I'm happy to announce that, while Batman, Superman, and the Suicide Squad weren't successful in their attempts, a woman, Wonder Woman to be exact, has finally ended DC's slump. Wonder Woman steps back in time to tell the story of how the Amazon princess found her way to the world of men. As a child, she was taught the legends of her people, how they were sent to stop the fighting brought about by Ares, the god of war. So when Captain Steve Trevor, played by Chris Pine, crashes his plane in their land and brings stories of a great war, Gal Gadot's Diana decides to travel to the front lines to face Ares and bring peace to the world. Now, after sticking with dark and serious superhero movies for far too long, DC has finally taken a page out of Marvel's playbook, because Wonder Woman is a fun movie. It may be big and imposing and action-packed, but it doesn't take itself too seriously. The story, too, is simpler than most recent superhero movies have been. Instead of attempting to cram a bunch of characters and storylines together, it takes its time, sometimes a little too much time, simply telling the story of a woman trying to bring peace in a time of war. And of course, it doesn't hurt that Gadot's Diana is a remarkable hero. Strong and fearless, yet compassionate and a little naive, she refuses to accept things the way they are, choosing instead to fight for the poor, the innocent, and the helpless. And that makes her the kind of character that viewers will happily follow into battle. But is it worth arming yourself with this warrior princess? It sure is. Wonder Woman marks an important shift for DC, a likable character in a simple, if overlong adventure that's just plain fun to watch. One can only hope that this entertaining style will continue in more of DC's upcoming releases. It gets a B+. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins is the first female director of a superhero blockbuster. She may have seemed like a strange choice, since her only other feature is 2003's Monster, but she was actually in talks to direct the film in 2005, before an unexpected pregnancy put the project on hold. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including some smaller, quieter thrills with the vampire drama Aaron's Blood, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.